Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.
Hi and welcome to this episode of Essential NLP Podcast. Today I'm continuing our exploration of gateway states. So these are the states that really transform stuff, really awaken amazing amounts of change. It's so much bigger than the normal states that we'll want to get people into, which are incredible, like calm, confidence, sense of humor, perspective, and so on. These things take them to a next level. And if you check out the previous episode, you'll find out a little bit more about that. In the previous one, we talked about the amazing state of shift. Today's state is the state of trust. Now, trust is a whole nother thing from shift. Shift is about making change. Trust is really connecting with those moments where we really knew stuff for ourselves. This really tracks into key ideas of inner wisdom. Inner wisdom, knowing yourself better than anybody else, knowing how you can be extraordinary, knowing how you can get in your own way, trusting yourself, knowing what's right for you. It's a kind of central theme to all this stuff, which is you are the expert on you. You know more about you than anybody else will ever know about you. So how can we tap into that? Well, we tap into trust in some very interesting places and spaces. A great example is when people do one of the biggest financial commitments they make, which is buying or renting a house. How they make that choice. First of all, we'll look logically at it. We'll go, right, how much is it going to cost? Where is it? Is that the right number of rooms? Is it in the kind of location I want to be? Having done that, we choose a house that looks great on paper. When we go there, quite often people will walk into a house and they'll go, no, could not live here. This is not the right place for me. Or they may go, yes, this is my forever home. And what are they making that choice on? Well, some kind of inner knowing, some kind of sense of trust. Another example is where somebody says to you, I think you should do this, you know, this career, this job, go here, do that. And sometimes what we'll do is we'll know that that's not the right thing. We'll kind of go, that's not the right thing. And then it's interesting, sometimes we'll follow our intuition, our you know, trust, our inner wisdom and go, I'm not going to do that. And sometimes we'll go against it and we'll do it even though we know it wasn't the right thing. And what happens? Not good things. So there are lots of experiences where we trust, where we have a sense of trust in ourselves. There's also another version of trust, which is trusting that it's going to work out, that there will be a way through this, even though you may not see what it is yet, that sense of there's got to be a way through this. I know this is going to actually resolve. It's going to be a good end to this. So I invite you to think about trust and to do that by connecting to a time when you really had a deep experience of knowing, of trusting yourself, like, yeah, this is right for me or this isn't right for me. Whether or not you followed it or not, but that deep sense of trust. As you connect with that, really feel what it feels like to be in contact with that inner voice, that inner knowing, that inner wisdom, that higher self, whatever word you'd like to use for it, but that sense of trusting yourself, of getting some information from you about what do I think of this? Where do I think this is going? As you take yourself back to that time and connect with it, just notice what it feels like to have that sense of, yeah, this feels like the right thing for me. This is where I'm going. This fits. That sense of trust is such an important part of our lives. So I say, when we're choosing to spend all that money on a house or falling in love, going into a relationship with someone, we're going with this trust. And we do that for good reason, because in those situations, that is going to be such a useful guidance for us. Sure, things may change later and, you know, our decisions, we may rethink them. But in that moment, we're going, yeah, from what I can see and know, this feels right for me. As you take that sense of trust, what I'd like you to do is think, where would it be valuable for me to have a deeper connection to trust? Where do I get swerved from my trust? Who around which people do I forget to listen to myself? or when I'm dealing with a complex or nuanced thing in life, where would it be good to bring this sense of trust? Me, what do I think about this? What's my take on this? And as you do that, just notice what happens. Just imagine that, connect with that, visualize that, feel what it feels like to be in these situations and connect with this state of trust. How does this feel? How does that help you to make different decisions, to prioritize what's most useful for you to put your energy and time into? How does that help you to know yourself better? Because when we know ourselves better, that makes it easier for us to make these kind of decisions and choices and to put our energy into the things that are super important for us, rather than being railroaded by what we should do, what we said we'd do at some point in the past, what other people need us or want us to do. And instead thinking, okay, what do I think? What's for me? What feels right for me here? Now, it doesn't mean we're, just because we're trusting ourselves, that we're therefore not ever thinking about other people. It's really important to consider other people's needs, but it's so important to recognize what's right for us, so that we can come from a place of, okay, this is what I want to do. I can see the other people want something else of me. Does this feel okay to give them this? Because sometimes, of course, you know, like when we pay our taxes or get up in the middle of the night to take care of our kids, we're doing things that we may not particularly want to be doing in that moment, but for the greater good and taking care of things that are important for us, that's aligned with our values. That's fine to do. But it's important to kind of check in with ourselves and make sure we're not running into habitual just doing what we always did, rather than instead going, right, what's right for me here? So ask yourself, where do I need to be more in touch with my trust, trusting myself? Where could I use it more? Where could I use it really valuably? And spend some time today really thinking about moments I trusted myself. Times when I really, you know, you may have bumped into somebody who thought, we're going to be great friends. I just know. Or you're somebody I don't think I'm going to spend any time with. And you knew that. You had that sense. So there's so many places this shows up. But just allow yourself to think about, where in my life has this been really strong? Where did I need it? Where do I need to do it even more? And let me know how you get on with connecting with the gateway state of trust. Because when you bring trust into anything, when you're really in space and sense of trust, becomes so much easier to work out, well, what do I want? Where am I steering myself? How am I going to move through this? Because you're coming from a place of authentic integrity. Once again, do send me any questions you have about any of this stuff. If you're interested more in this, go check out the book, The Coach That's Always There. And please do subscribe to the podcast. That means you'll get the new episodes as soon as we record them. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye now.
Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.